Hello, friends. This is Phonograph DJ Mac bringing you Centennial Songs. One 100 years ago, World War I was now over, and most of the soldiers had returned home. But the place they returned to was different, and those they returned home to noticed how they changed. Prior to World War I, life in the U.S. was largely an agrarian existence, and most people did not live in the cities. But that was changing. With the end of the war, returning soldiers had seen a lot. Not only had they seen the horrors of war, they saw the beauty of the other parts of the world. They saw culture and people like they never saw before. They met strangers who became friends and lovers. They grew. A worldly view came into focus. Now, returning home to the U.S., these soldiers had a new drive to be more and do more than they thought they ever could. Indeed, with the victory of World War I, America felt a new sense of euphoria, and the young folks were driving it to get out there and leave home and find new things that were out there for them. This marked a period when the tide was turning and the population was shifting from the country to the cities, as it has stayed to this day. So the question becomes a song. Walter Donaldson was a successful American songwriter in 1919. He spent a fair amount of time while in the Army at Camp Upton, a training base on Long Island for soldiers. He picked up on the idea of this song after hearing about the dreams of returning soldiers. They would not be content to go back home and stay on the farm. So the big question for the families and America itself became, how are you going to keep them down on the farm after they've seen Paris? I think people are still looking for the answer to that question. And I don't have it, but I love the question. And here to sing it is Miss Nora Bays on her version on the Columbia label from 1919, How You Gonna Keep Them Down on the Farm After They Seen Paris, this week's Centennial Song.
From Broadway, jabbing around and painting the town. How you're gonna keep them away from harm? That's a mystery. Imagine Reuben when he meets his pa. He'll kiss his cheek and holler, ooh la la. How you're gonna keep them down on the farm after they see Harry? Tell me, Mother, how you're going to keep them down on the farm after they seen Harry? And how you're going to keep them away from rectors jazzing around and painting the town? Woo! How you're going to keep them away from harm? That's a mystery. They'll never want to see a rake or plow. And who the heck can parley boo a cow? How you gonna keep them down on the farm?